Women in Islam. From the Scriptures. Verses from the Quran. Live with them in accordance with what is fair and kind. 419. The wives have rights corresponding to those which the husbands have. 228. Men shall have a share in what parents and relatives leave behind, and women shall have a share in what parents and relatives leave behind, whether it be little or much. 47. He created for you from among yourselves spouses, so that you might find repose in them, and he created between you affection and kindness. 30:21. Whoever does evil will be requited with evil, but whoever does good, whether male or female, and is a believer, will enter the garden, where they will be provided for without measure. 40:40. To whoever does good deeds, man or woman, and is a believer, we shall assuredly give a good life, and we will bestow upon them their reward according to the best of their works. 16:97. Words of Prophet Muhammad. Only a man of noble character will honor women, and only a man of base intentions will dishonor them. Kanz al-Amal. The most perfect man of religion is one who excels in character. The best among you is he who gives the best treatment to his womenfolk. Tirmidhi. When it was revealed in the Quran that punishment awaited those who heaped up gold and silver, certain of the companions said that if they could find out which form of wealth was better, they would accumulate that instead. At this the Prophet said, "The best thing one could have is a tongue which expresses remembrance, a heart which gives thanks, and a believing woman who helps one to be more steadfast in one's faith." Tirmidhi. Women are the other half of men. Abu Dawud. Fear God in respect of women. Ibn Majah. One who brings up three daughters, teaches them good manners and morals, arranges their marriages and treats them with fairness, deserves to be ushered into paradise. Abu Dawud. Shall I not tell you what the best object of your charity is? It is your own daughter who has returned to you as a widow, or a divorcee, and who has no one to earn for her except you. That is, to spend on a daughter in need is the best form of charity. Ibn Majah. When a man is tested through his daughters by God, and he treats them well, his actions will guard him from hellfire. Tirmidhi, Theta, time is the prime asset that is required for successful planning. If you fail to make good use of your time, you will be deprived of that sole basis, after which there is no other basis for success. Everything other than need is greed. And satisfying greed can give, at best, only temporary pleasure.